only 7 or so years ago that the Bethany debate team attended some tournaments in Eastern Europe, in Belgrade, Serbia, one of the Balkan countries that had recently been torn by ethnic cleansing and by war. One day, I remember it clearly, after a day's competition, the students who participated were gathered for a party, students from various countries in the area. And as they enjoyed each other's company, in fact, they were joining in a snake dance that went all around the room, one of the coaches leaned over and said in my ear, "One year ago, these people's parents would have been shooting at each other." Today in chapel, we celebrate some pretty wonderful things by remembering some pretty awful things. It's a wonderful thing that you could walk to chapel this morning through the plaza outside without even thinking that those brick colonnades in front of the chapel, in front of the library, and in front of Old Main, without even thinking that those colonnades would have made great protection, where you could duck for cover against some sniper fire. You didn't even think about that, did you? But a few years ago, where we were debating, and right now in Afghanistan and in parts of Iraq and in many places in the Near East and other parts of the world, those sniper worries are on the top of the minds of everyone as they walk down any street, always with an eye for a place where they can duck for cover. It's a wonderful thing that you can go to your residence hall tonight and go to sleep without fearing that a gang of thugs from nearby Eagle Lake or St. Clair will come sweeping through the campus with no police to stop them, raping and maiming and murdering, it seems, just for fun. Right now, at this very moment, in Darfur and in Congo, Central Africa, where it is night, young women are lying awake with just that fear because it has already happened to them many times. It's a wonderful thing that you can enjoy and afford a college education. Well, in some cases, maybe just barely, but here you are. Where right now in Liberia and in Haiti and in Gaza and in Zimbabwe and in 25 other countries around the world, more than half the population in that country is living below the global poverty level, which is currently defined as earning $1 a day. We come to chapel each day to worship God. And one of the most important functions of worship is simply to say thank you, to celebrate the blessings that God showers upon us. And that's what happens in our reading today, 3 verses from Psalm 147. This entire psalm is a celebration. You'll hear more about this psalm next week if you tune in to Evening Bells at Bethany. That's the short nightly devotion that's online on the Bethany website. Just click the worship link. And it's designed to send you to sleep in the evening with thoughts of God's word echoing in your head. Evening Bells is a good nighttime habit while you're here at school, and it starts tonight. But this entire psalm is a celebration, contains no complaints, it asks for nothing. It's simply an outpouring of gratitude. And while our loving God does ask us and invite us to ask for things, and he even promises to listen to our complaints, it's often best on some occasions simply to say thank you, and that's what we're doing this morning. The three verses from this psalm before us today focus on three blessings: protection, peace, and prosperity. And that's what we've been talking about here so far this morning: protection, peace, and prosperity. Hear the words of the psalm. Psalm 147, verses 12 to 14. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. There they are, protection. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. We don't have to duck sniper bullets here on the Bethany campus. Peace. He grants peace to your borders. We don't have to fear raiders from Eagle Lake or from St. Clair. Prosperity. He satisfies you, it says, with the finest of wheat. We get by with more than $1 U.S. each day. This is a moment to realize that we should not take these temporal blessings from a loving God for granted, because most people in the world cannot. We can say the same for spiritual blessings. Spiritual protection. Last spring, for 6 weeks, I taught in China, a country where if we had a gathering like this here before us today, about now the police would be coming in. The police would be coming in, and the police would not be our friends. And they would take down the name of everyone here, and they would send you home with a warning to be more careful, and they might take the leaders away. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom to worship. And spiritual peace, that's what we receive when we gather around God's word and worship as we are here again this morning. Peace on earth is the message that the angels sang on that first Christmas as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, entered our earthly existence in a special way. He put on flesh and blood and became a human creature like us, except no sin. And by his innocent death on the cross, he satisfied our moral debt to God and made us God's friends. Where we had been at war with God, Jesus brought us peace. Thank you, Lord, for making peace between us and God. And spiritual prosperity. Here at Bethany, we have opportunities that you won't find in many other places to indulge in the riches of God. We have chapel every day for worship. We have evening bells for nightly comfort. We have classes where we plunge in depth into God's word. We have other classes where every subject is related to God's word and God's will. We have abundant opportunities in our interactions with each other on this campus to grow in our faith and in our love and in our service to each other. People who have graduated from Bethany again and again report back to us that this is what they miss most about Bethany. And you have it here, and you have it now. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit who enables us to prosper here in your word. Protection, peace, prosperity, temporal blessings, and eternal blessings. Today we have no complaints. We ask for nothing. We only say, Lord, we thank you. And let our prayer be the following.